Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
It's the Jason Warski.
Someone just sent me this, it's the police, like, blotter or whatever you want to call it. Complaint about noise. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 6 from one night. Oh, 7, 8, 9. That's for the sound check. So we have 9 from one night. That was from October 2nd. Talking about the concerts that have started running at the Circle Drive-In in Dixon City. There's a special meeting tonight. Special meeting tonight specifically to deal with these noise complaints. They don't say it's the Circle Drive-In in this little meeting notice, but I don't think Wegmans, maybe after hours to get crazy, but I don't think it's them. The president, I think he's the owner too, of the Drive-In Corporation, Circle Drive-In, Joe Calabro is on the phone. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. I'm great. Thank you for the opportunity to come on.
No problem. Thank you for keeping it down. I understand you people are very loud over at that drive-in.
That's another discussion.
I'll be honest, and I am going to sound biased here, but I think what you guys are doing is great. Is there maybe a mild inconvenience for a couple hours once in a while? Maybe. And I'd say, but what you're bringing to the community is probably better. And during this tough time, you've evolved. I mean, tell me the process of how it got from, hey, we're kind of a novelty, drive-in movies, to this, hey, you're bringing in current acts to do live concerts on your premises. How did this all come about?
Yes, Jason, the pandemic hit everyone very hard, and we were shut down. And when we started to open up carefully with social distancing and all of the CDC protections for everything, we had this unique opportunity that because everybody's in your car. And we cut the distance between the cars in half so that instead of having the full capacity, we only have half capacity now, so there's lots of space around your car. And we felt that we were able to provide pretty much the only entertainment in the entire community in a very safe way. With sanitation, we put kiosks all over the property so people could sanitize their hands, and we really went above and beyond to keep it as safe as it possibly could be. But there were no new movies.
Right.
All of the big distributors stopped putting movies out because the vast majority of the movies go to the regular indoor theaters. There's only 300 and some drive-ins left in America, and as you said, it's become kind of an iconic novelty over the years. But we were fortunate that because we had upgraded to digital sound, digital pictures a number of years ago, we were trying to figure out how we could stay afloat, but also be able to provide some services for the community. So we offered all the high schools and colleges if they wanted to come and do their graduations there. And we had a number of them take us up on it.
Carbondale was the one, because the New York Times did a story on you guys, which was...
Yes.
And they focused on, it was a Carbondale graduation there.
It was the first one.
Right.
That agreed, and I think we had 8 or 9 of them. And, you know, the community loved it. We didn't charge anybody anything. And we just wanted to provide a community service for everybody who'd been displaced.
Right.
And once we started to get the idea that we could do things that virtually nobody had done before, and we had the technology already in place, our manager, Dave Castelli, was communicating with a number of the local promoters who had reached out to us and said, you know, we should be able to do something here. Now, there was a Garth Brooks concert that was a live stream from someplace in the Midwest, and we showed it on the screen, and people loved it. And we said, well, gee, we could actually do the live shows here, and people could come, and then we could live stream it on Facebook. So we really invented ourselves, or the options were to shut down.
Right. I would think during a pandemic, and probably, and it seems like every article, I read a couple articles about your business and when you took over, because the past owner passed away, what, a year ago?
About a week before COVID hit.
Okay. He picked a good time to get out, if I'm being honest. It's, I mean, I hate to say that. I know he's an older guy. He'd been there with 57 years. I think him and his wife had owned the place.
Yes.
I would think at any time, not just a pandemic, it probably is a lot easier and less stressful to sell the land on a drive-in than to try to run a drive-in during it. I mean, but you kept going. You decided we're going to power through this. Is it a nostalgic thing for you, or are you just like stressful, hard situations, or did you just think this is more of an opportunity now than anything? Like, what was the thought process there?
The first thought process was pretty simple, Jason. Mike Delfino and his wife Gwen were like second parents to me, and I had always promised him that when he passed, which was not until he was 98, I would carry on that legacy, and that was a commitment I made to him. Now, he didn't put parentheses, oh, and by the way, we're going to throw a pandemic at my guy. We did, and we continue to try to plow forward and lead with our chin and try new things and try to be as safe as we could for the community and at the same time keeping the business afloat.
Okay, now you've kept the business afloat. You've done well with these. There are concerts scheduled. The season is going to end when? I'm guessing end of October. Do you have anything past October scheduled?
I don't think there's anything. Maybe one or two smaller events, but it's coming to a close.
And what are the hours that the shows run till? I think there's an 11 o'clock cutoff time for noise in Dixon City.
Yeah, the shows run, and we're dictated by when it gets dark. Now it's getting darker earlier because when the shows are on, we also have it on the big screen at the same time.
Nice.
Plus the technology we have takes the sound and puts the audio, you can dial it in from your car just as if you were sitting there watching the movie. So you can sit in the car if you want to and just listen through your car stereo system. And there's the speakers that are set up on the stage. We usually allow people on the property around 6 o'clock, 6:30, and then it starts closer to when it gets darker, around 7:30, 8 o'clock. But each show is a little bit different.
And 2 months ago, when you were first doing these, it's going to be 9 o'clock probably.
Yes. Yeah, because it can get darker till later. So, when we start, it's a typical live band, and there's some pretty big bands that we've had come in. We've had national acts, and in fact we even had the Lincoln Center reach out to us and ask us if they could put a jazz show with Wynton Marsalis. It was too late in the season to be able to organize it, but we'll be doing that in the spring. So
nice.
We've caught national attention. Everybody loves the idea that we're a safe place, we're trying to help the community, we're trying to be a refuge for artists that have no other place to play. But there's outdoor music. There is going to be, some people would call it noise. Other people would call it melodies, depending on what kind of music you want.
I mentioned before my wife has friends who do bonfires, and I'm like, hey, free music. Thanks, drive-in.
Absolutely.
Now, there are people who like it. There are some people who are just like, oh, I don't like it. I hear it a little bit, but it's for a couple hours. They're bringing people from outside the area. They're bringing business to the area. Their business is now thriving, and that's only a good thing. But there are people out there. Is it a small contingent that you know of? Who's trying to kind of go after you guys and either stop you from doing these shows, or someone else told me that they're trying to shut you down? I don't know if that's accurate or not. Is it a large group? What is your take on this? Do you have a message for those folks?
It's difficult to say exactly what the contingent is. We did get two complaints, two ordinance complaints, and the initial one, the response is due on the 14th. So in that time frame, we've hired sound engineers. I mean, we're new at this. We never had an outdoor concert ever until a couple months ago. So we've hired them. They're doing sound checks. They're trying to figure out what is the best way so that when a live act is there, it minimizes any of the sound that goes, you know, down into the valley. And just because of the nature of the geography, for the listeners who don't know, we're up pretty high, and then the road in front of us is Route 6, and then going down the hill goes down into Dixon City. So right. Just the way that the sound travels, it will travel down. We're putting a lot of energy in that, and we really want to be good neighbors. We're getting so many calls from local businesses saying, you're the only thing that's keeping us afloat. When people come, we see that on the marquee. We know that all the food places and the gas stations and everything else that's along the corridor there, they beef up for the night because they're all hurting. And people are coming to do something that's safe and that's fun. And, it, you know, we don't want to inconvenience anybody. We're really trying to work with them. But to your question about how many, you know, we've gotten two complaints. There's been some rumbling that some of the people who were on the closest proximity to us down the mountain are the ones who have been complaining, and we're trying as quickly as we can to come up with solutions so that it will minimize them, looking at time frames, looking at direction of the speakers, looking at sound barriers. But that stuff takes a little time, and again, we did this, we jumped in the fire without knowing how deep it was. Thankfully, everything is working out. People love it. We're getting national press, more positive national press for northeastern Pennsylvania than one of the people said ever. And so, you know, we love the idea that we can be a positive, safe place. We don't want to inconvenience anybody, and we're really hoping that, you know, we can do something so that for those couple of hours, it's minimal for the people who were closer.
Does this become something that happens post-pandemic?
We hope to be able to do this. We've had a lot of the performers come back to us and say, that, you know, this is such a nice venue and it's so different. Yeah. We want to continue to do it. But on a survival, Jason, you know, the big movie distributors, they're not probably going to distribute much of anything to theaters. And they're, you know, they've shut down all the Regals.
Right.
And so a lot of the big companies are going direct to TV, to Netflix and Hulu. So there could very well be very few movie products that we can get first run to be able to ship.
So in order to maintain your business, you have to adapt it and turn it, you know, adapt it from just drive-in movie to outdoor entertainment complex type thing.
Exactly. You know, we have our Halloween attraction. We did that a few years ago to try to expand the season a little bit, and that's over the next couple of weeks. But probably half the drive-ins in America right now are suffering because they don't have the technology that we put in.
Right.
And they're close to out of business or will shut down. So I suspect there'll be maybe a couple of hundred of us left. And those of us who've been fortunate enough to get ahead of the curve will continue to have a business and continue to be able to provide a fun, you know, a safe family kind of environment for people. But again, we don't want to inconvenience anybody. We're working hard at it. And, you know, hopefully people will understand that we're trying to do more good than not good here. And, you know, they'll...
Is this something that is this? There's this city council meeting talking about noise ordinances, and it, I mean, it's about you guys. Is this something that if the city council somehow votes and says no more concerts, is this something you're so behind that you say, you know what, we're going to fight this? Or is it just like, all right, fine, you want to take our fun away, we'll just go back to movies? How passionate are you about going forward with this?
It's not even a passion about it doing, Jason. We really don't have a choice. We're
okay. I'm talking about for next season. If they say, all right, this season, fine, but next season you can't do this. Do you fight it?
You know, if we can't do entertainment, the only other thing we have is the flea market. And because the movies are going to be, you know, down to a dull roar. So
right.
I don't think we have a choice other than to try
gotcha.
To
okay.
and do it respectfully.
And while we're talking flea market here, if I could just complain, the admission fee's outrageous. What is it, 50 cents? It's 25 cents?
It's 50 cents.
50 cents. How dare you?
It should be, you know, maybe 35 cents. Would be
you know what? Thank you. If we can accomplish, this is the real reason I had you on there. I just, they turned me away one time. I had 40 cents. They go, get out of here, you bum. No, listen, I wish the best. I like what you guys are doing there. And for Johnny Lucas, our producer here, if you could bring in Celtic Woman, you would have a new favorite person. I don't think it's possible, but what's the next show you have coming up? And are tickets available?
Yeah, you know, anything is possible. If you had asked me 5 months ago what we would be talking about this today, I would say you're nuts. So we'll work on that Celtic woman.
And there you go. Johnny's just passed out. Great. Now I can't take a commercial break, and I'm already late.
This weekend, the tickets are available. We have two concerts on the weekend, and I know you're ready to cut for your break. Tickets are available. You can get them online. Just look at our website, circledrivein.com, and everyone is welcome.
Thank you, Joe Calabro, the owner, the president of the Drive-In Corporation, Dixon City. Thank you for being on the show. Best of luck, okay?
Thank you very much, Jason. I appreciate the opportunity.
The Jason Barsky Show, weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.